Okay, let's get into Sefer Rus. Sefer Rus and its four prakim, but today we will have an introduction, as we like to have sometimes, relating to Rus. And again, the introduction will just touch on a couple of issues. There have been books and books and svarim written all about Sefer Rus, but we'll just try to highlight some of the issues and hopefully Bezrim come back to them as we do the prakim themselves. So there is a question that we will ask, that through this question we will get insights into the Sefer itself. And that is, what is the connection between Rus and Shavuos? The Rama quotes in Hilchas Pesach, at the end, when we have a little siman about Shavuos, siman Taf Tzadi, really, this is about Pesach still. So the Rama quotes, V'nogin lo mashir ashirim b'shabas shal chalam oed. Right, some Megillas are easy. Why do you read Esther on Purim? And why do you read Eicha on Tisha B'Av? But the other three aren't as clear for the reasons. We read Shir HaShirim on Pesach, V'chein Adin Besukis, Em Koheles, V'no'agin Lomar Rus B'Shvuas. The Rama quotes the Abu Draham. V'no'aham Na'agu Shalo L'varech Aleim, Amikra Megillah. Fine. So that is the minhag. The question is, what does Rus have to do with Shvuas? Nothing in Rus talks about Shvuas. So what exactly is the basis? So we'll mention seven ideas. Seven ideas, a couple of them lengthier, a couple of them shorter, and then we'll mention two or three other issues related to the introduction. But through these ideas, we'll give us an insight into Rus itself. So number one might be the Radvaz mentions in a tshuva. I'm going to mention a number of sources, not to read all of them, but feel free to look them up for further Iyun, Beis Alafim Tzadi Aleph. In that tshuva, the Radvaz says, well, it's based on the time of year. It took place in the Zman HaKatzir, and that also has to do with Eretz Yisrael, some Mefarshim point out, but it's the Zman HaKatzir, the time of the harvest, and that's when Shavuos is exactly the time of the year of the harvest. Number one. Number two, the Birkei Yosef quotes, the Chida writes in this Simin in Taf Tzadi Aleph, he quotes from the Sefer Simla Chadasha, that in the Yerushalmi, it says that David HaMelech died on Shavuos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamali Shnos Adai Nolad Batzaris. He must have been born on Shavuos too. And therefore Shavuos is all about David HaMelech. And Megillas Rus is Liyaches David HaMelech. It's all about giving it his Yichlis, right? The last word of the Megillah is David. The last word of the Megillah is David. This is according to Yerushalmi that David died on Shavuos. The question though, if it's all about David, then there's nothing inherent about the Rus and Boaz story about it. So just read the last five psukim. What does the whole story have to do with David HaMelech? It must be there's something about the story itself that sheds light on David and what he symbolizes, and the basis for Malchus Beis David somehow comes from Rus and Boaz. And this is a topic that we've had Shirim on before. We're not going to review that inside, but just to mention the issue again, how David HaMelech's lineage in this Sefer is somewhat unclear and not totally pure. You know, I would have thought that if I was writing the lineage of Melech HaMashiach, of David HaMelech, it would be pure and pristine. And yet, there's Moabite blood, right? There's the whole Gemara Mesechus Yevamos, where Doeg Adomi says that maybe David HaMelech shouldn't even be able to be the king, because Ammoni and Moavi have to be excluded, and there's a machlokes, only the males, not the females. Ammoni v'lo Moavis, Moavi v'lo Moav, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, machlokes back and forth until they. Amos, I think, says in the name of the Beis Medrash of Shmuel HaNavi, no, this is, he's included. But why do you even need the controversy? And it continues earlier, right? Yehud and Tamar, and Lot and his daughters. So we discussed this in the past. What are the reasons for the murky roots of Melech HaMashiach? But all of those have to do with David HaMelech also. And that might be the message, how the story, at least some of the approaches, have to do with Rus itself. Maybe, if you remember, the Emavon of Speichad discusses from the earlier Achronim, from the Beis Yosef and others, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to bring a gift to the world, he often does it in an ugly covers, so that the Midas Hadin cannot be Makatreg and say that this is the world doesn't deserve this. And that's what they say about Melech HaMashiach, David HaMelech. He dafka came from Lot and his daughters and Rus and Boaz. And all these, each story can be explained perfectly, that the people were L'shem Shemayim, and maybe, you know, nothing specifically was done, b'mezid wrong. No sin was done, but it's still had to be under the cover to sort of trick the Midas Adin. Number one, the Shemi Shmuel says, if you remember in Shavuos Tafresh Ayin, that in order to be a successful king, you need a little Moabite blood in him. Because naturally, one Jew cannot rule over a fellow Jew. Right? We have to world like one body. And that's why Shlomo Melech, partly why he wasn't a successful king. David HaMelech ruled over the Am. He had this Moabite blood in him a little bit, and that helped him be a successful king. That helps the story of Eli's Rus. And finally, Rav Soloveitchik writes that maybe in all of these stories, a common denominator is stories of darkness. It's stories of people who doesn't look, it looks hopeless. It looks like, forget it, right? Tamar and Benos Lot and Rus. And they all did not accept no. They said, no, we dream of a better tomorrow. We dream, they're optimistic. They say we're going to be able to do it. And they bring the geula by hoping through the geula. And maybe that's the basis for Malchus Beis David. But that is all the second idea of why we read Rus on Shavuos, because of its link to David HaMelech. And then we get into what does the story have to do with David HaMelech. A third idea is also mentioned in the Berkei Yosef, and that is, well, Rus was a Giores. And we are all Geirim on Shavuos. V'li nirek, moshakaz of Chazal, t'berus nikre shekibla od milvad sheva mitzvot meinoch, besides the seven that she had. And then he even says the gematria, Rus's gematria 606, plus seven that she had from before, that's 613. So, lachein b'yom kabbalas ha-Torah, shekibalnu tayag mitzvot, im azayin d'meinoch korin Rus. That's why we read Rus on that day, because that helps us relate. The Manhig in the world of the Rishonim also mentions that idea that we were all Geirim. Number three. Number four, they say B'Shem Shlomo Zalman, Rav Tzvi Pesach also quotes it. As we just mentioned earlier, the basis of David HaMelech's being allowed in was that even though Rus was a Moabite, it's only the males. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Shebechsav, just as Amon HaMoav, it sounds like all the nations, but that's Torah Sheba'al Peh. That is why maybe we read Rus on Shavuos, because it's all about the godless, not only of Torah Shebechsav, which Shavuos celebrates, but also the Torah Sheba'al Peh. They quote B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, it is quoted here in the Peninim Mishulchan Agra also, on the Pasuk in Kuf Yates and Tehillim. Sarim Radfuni Chinam, princes ran after me for nothing, umidvarcha pachar libi. From your word my heart was fearful, sasa nochi alim rasecha kemotzi shalarav. But I was very happy about your words, like finding a treasure. So, says the Gra, maybe our issue can be found in a hidden way in this pasuk. Be'eshin esman David HaMelech leMelech al Yisrael. When David HaMelech was appointed, Doeg and Achitophel were very jealous of David, and they wanted to be the king. So they tried to figure out ways to override everybody else's happiness that he felt a joy that he's going to be the king. So they come and they say, Amoni Moavi have to be excluded until finally. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Says the Gra, Dibur is Torah Shebechsav. Mipnei Torah Shebechsav matzinu vayedaber and vayomer. Aval amira shayach al Torah Sheba'al Peh. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. That's by mitzvos and sivuyim of Torah Shebechsav. That's vayedaber. Amira is a softer lashon. Amar Abaya, you find Amar in Shas. And that's why Amar is more of a lashon of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So if you look in the Pasuk, Sarim Rudafuni Chinam, Sarim, the princes, Doeg and Achitofel running after me, Umi Dvarcha, from your Dibor, from your Torah Shebechsav, Pachalibi, I was very scared. But then, Sasanochi Al, Imrasecha. But when it once it becomes Amira, once it becomes Torah Sheba'al Peh, then I was happy, says David. That's we celebrate Torah Sheba'al Peh. That is also number four. Number five, the Yalkut in Rus. Now we get to Midrashim. The Magen Avram on the Ramah here quotes the Yalkut. The Yalkut here in Rus says that Lo Nitna. Let me just find the Lashon. Where's my Yalkut? One second here. Here's the Yalkut on Rus. Says the Yalkut on Rus. Lo Lamedcha. Shelo Nitna Torah Ella Al Yedei Yisurin Va'oni. Right, let me just say the previous line. Ma inyan rus etzal atzeres, shenikris batzeres, bizman matan Torah, lo lametcha shlonin natorah el adisurin va'oni. This is a book of hardship. This is a book of famine. It's a book of loneliness, of widowhood. The Torah is given to those who have challenges. And it's nicknames three surin, as we know the Gemara says in Brachas. The first thing Rashbi says in Shas, the three matanas that are given to Am Yisrael, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, and they're all nicknames be surin. Torah's nicknames be surin, right? But we know the surin have a happy ending. Kadosh Baruch Hu always has a purpose for it. That's the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, right? That's the Gemara we'll get to soon about the authorship. But the Gemara there talks about the name Rus, right? Rus and how it's categorized. The Gemara says, Peronus, Rus Nami Peronusu, Peronus de Islay Achris. It's a Peronus, it's hardships that have an Achris. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Lamanik Rishma Rus, She Yatmanu David, She Rivu Lakadish Barcho, Beshuas Fisishbachos. Rus is called Rus because David went out from her that saturated the world and Akadish Barcho with praise. But again, it's a Yisurin, it's Peronus that has an Achris. And that's what a message in Torah is, that there are hardships in Torah, but there is always an Achris in Torah. Number five. Number six out of seven. This is the famous. This is quoted also in the Achronim, but if you look in Rus Rabbah, right, the Medrash Rabbah here on Megillas Rus, in Rus Rabbah, Perek, where is it? Beis Yudalad, the Medrash tells us, this is the first volume, says the Medrash, Beis Yud Dalid, Amar Abzeira, Megillah Zu, Ein Ba Lo Tumah Ve Lo Tara, Ve Lo Isser Ve Lo Heter, Ve Lo Menechtava, Lo Lametcha Kama Sachar Tov Lo Gom Le Chasadim. There's no halachas learned out from, well, maybe there are a few halachas learned out from Rus Chalipin, we'll see, but really there's no halacha, the Sefer doesn't teach you halacha, it teaches you chesed. It's all about chesed. It's not about halacha. Right, and that's why even the Torah Shebichsav links them. The Achronim point out that if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, in Emar, in the context of Shavuos, what does it talk about? All of a sudden, thrown in the middle of Shavuos, right? It talks about Ukrasim Etzam Hayom Hazeh Mekodesh Yalachem, and then all of a sudden, Ubekutzrachem Es Kesir Artzachem Lo Sachala Pasatcha Bekutzrachem Lachem Kesir Lo Shlakeit. It puts Peah and Leket in the middle of Shavuos, and then it gets to Rosh Hashanah. Right, so what's it doing there? The answer is because Shavuos, which is all about Torah, needs the chesed element as well. And that's why we balance the day of Kabbalah Satorah with a book all about chesed. There's a beautiful Rambam, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in the second to last parak in Mor Nevuchim, Pchelek Gimel, parak in Nun Gimel. The Rambam talks about three principles. The Rambam talks about Mishpat, Tzedek, and Chesed. Mishpat is exactly I owe you. I borrow money from you, and I owe you that money. That's Mishpat. I have to pay you. Tzedakah is one level up. Mitzad, it's appropriate for me to pay you. It's appropriate. It's not that I owe you money, but it's mitzvos tovos that I pay you. Chesed is above and beyond. There's no good reason why I should be doing something for you. It's beyond regular mitzvos tovos. It's beyond. It's a total focus, not on me. It's a total focus on you. The ultimate act of chesed was the creation of the world. Olam chesed yibaneh. But that's how we have to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choosing the world of chesed, and that's the purpose of the world, and that's what Rus is about. People doing chesed above and beyond what is even tzedakah. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that. Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that's the purpose of the world. It's the Haftorah that we read. Yirmiyahu HaNavi in Perek Tes. What does Yirmiyahu say? Ko amar Hashem, al yishalel chacham b'chachmaso, val yishalel gibor b'gvuraso. A person shouldn't be haughty in their wisdom, in their strength. Vayishalel asher ba'ashro. Ki im bezos yishalel ha-mishalel. What should he be proud of? Haskel v'yadoa osi. Ki ani Hashem osa chesed u-mishpat u-tztaka ba'aretz. It says all three. Interesting order. Chesed, mishpat u-tztaka ba'aretz. Ki be'ela chafatzi nu Hashem. That's what I'm interested in, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the purpose. Ki be'ela chafatzi nu Hashem. Maybe this is also why the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva had to die. Not as much as an onesh, but if they continued after lo nagu kavod zebazeh, the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, if they continued, they would give over a warped sense of Torah. These were the Bali and Masorah. And if they continued and gave over Torah without the chesed, they would have distorted the whole generation. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a kind of restart. And dafka, between Pesach and Shavuos, as we celebrate Shavuos, we're celebrating the new Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva Mikiva had. And this ingredient of chesed is all over all the stories. Chayisara, Eliezer, that's all he cared about. He cared about the chesed element of Rivka, even without knowing any of her chachma. There's an amazing medrash that I wasn't familiar with. The medrash says, why is Moshe called Moshe? Moshe called Moshe. There were many beautiful names that Moshe had. Many beautiful names. He's called Moshe ben Amaya Mishisiyu. Says the Medrash, this is in Parsha Shmos, Aleph Chavav. Mikana talamay tzcharen shal gom lechasadim. Af al pi shahar beshemos hoylo lo Moshe, lo nikva lo shem, b'chol ha-Torah, ela kamoshe karaso basya basparo, v'yaf ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu lo karuhu b'shem acher. Actually, the pshat of the Medrash I never thought about. This is a Medrash that people know. We're called, the name that basya, but the Medrash doesn't, the first line of the Medrash is not as famous. In Moshe's name, is Chesed. Moshe, who's known for Torah, he's known for Moshe Rabbeinu, in his name reflects the Chesed that Batya did, that Bisya did. And therefore, we have to, that's another element, a reason of reading Rus, which is Kuvo Chesed on Shavuos. That's number six. And finally, number seven, I saw B'Shem Rav Shach. The Psukim and Shoftim describe at the beginning, which is this time of what was going on, the story. Shoftim knows about Eglon Melech Moav. Interesting, Moav. He stands up when Eglon comes in and says, I have a Dvar Hashem to you. He's very large, and he forces himself to stand up. So Rashi there, at the beginning of Shoftim, quotes Chazal, because he stood up, he was Zochet to have a Rus, as a descendant. What does that mean? It's just this little small act, but it's worth it. If you look in the Kamotzi Shal Rav on Shavuos, so he has a number of pieces on Rus, which we'll, Beis Hashem, get to talk about some of them, but he quotes from Rav Shach, there's no such thing as a small mitzvah, a small action. In the physical realm, we could talk about big and small, but when it comes to mitzvos and ruchnius, you can't measure it. It's not big and small, everything is infinite. And therefore, it shouldn't surprise us that he did this act of Kavod Hashem, even though he was terrible, or not pro-Jewish, and yet, he gained this schar. There's no such thing as a little act. Remember the Rav Yerucham and Shmos, right? There's no little act, right? Great people make little things big because we view little things and every action that we do, we view it as gives an amazing chashivus. And maybe that's the message of reading Rus on Shavuos, a day that we accepted every single detail of Torah. We read Rus, which came about based on a little act, as if to declare that we believe that every small act is not small. Fine. So that is all issue number one about reading Rus on Shavuos, and that gives us an insight into some of the issues related. The time period that Rus took place, there's no specific name or year given, but it's a general 400-year period, the time of the Shoftim. According to Chazal, Baal Basra Sadi Aleph, Boaz was the Shofet Ivtzon, which we'll talk about. We do know that there was a Yerida Gedola during the Yemei HaShoftim, right? It was a spiritual decline. The Gemara in Baal Basra calls it a Dor Shekulo Hevel. It was a nonsensical Dor, Ish Kala Yesher Beinav Yaseh, time of Pilegish Begiva and Pesal Micha, the two tragic stories at the end of the Sefer Shoftim. A number of Achronim, I saw the Nachlas Yosef, and the Sefer Arba Yimos V'Ima Shal Malchus, talk about what was the root chet, though? What was the root chet? So if you look at the end of Yeshua, where it talks about Yeshua died, and he was buried near Har Gash, there's no mention of a hesped. And Chazal pick up on the fact, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kufei, they weren't maspid improperly. Why weren't they maspid improperly? What were they busy doing? So that's the Medrash in the Psicha of Rus. In the Psicha of Rus, the Medrash tells us what they were doing instead of being maspid Yeshua properly. Says the Medrash, let me find this one, this is in the Psicha. Al Yidei Vahibi Meshvot HaShoftim, this is Oz Beis in the Psicha. Atzla Tapil Tardema. Al Yidei Shen it's Atzla Yisrael, they were lazy, spiritually lazy. Lassos Gemul Chesed Li Yoshua, because they didn't do Chesed to Yoshua, and he quotes the Pasuk, Vigbru Oso, Vigvul Nachalasa Bisavon Lagahar Gosh, Amr Brechya, Chazarnu Akala Mikra, Volomatinu Mokum Sheshmo Gosh. What do you mean near Gosh? There's no mountain named Gosh. So it must not mean a specific place. They didn't do chesed. They were so interested in working and splitting up the land of Eretz Yisrael. They were all working the land. Hashem was going to bring a huge earthquake. They were busy doing Yishev Eretz Yisrael, but what was the problem? They were focusing on their own Gashmias. The person that gave them this, and they might have even been Mora Heter, oh, it's Yishev Eretz Yisrael. But who gave you this portion? Chesed comes first. They were focused on their possessions and their assets, and that was a major part of the problem that led to the downfall spiral of their losing their spirituality. Rus herself, the personality, obviously we'll talk a lot about during the discussion of the Sefer, but just one ha'ara, and that is, she wasn't one of the Imahos, or was she? Or was she? The Gemara in Yabrachas, and Aftazayin says there are only Shlosha Nikra Avos and Arba Nikra Imahos. There's only Sarif Garach of Aleia. But the Gemara Ba'abasra Sali Aleph says, she's Ima Shel Malchus. So she's not the mother of the Am. There's four mothers of our nation, but there's one mother of Malchus. And that's what the Gemara calls her in Baba Basra on Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Sefer itself was written by Shmuel Hanavi. That's what the Gemara says about Baba Basra on Daf Yadalad. The names are graphic. Right, the names are more graphic in Rus than probably any other Sefer. Ploni, Almoni, Machlon, Kilion, Boaz, we'll see. Rus, as we mentioned earlier, was based on David HaMelech was going to mean to her. And almost every Pasuk starts with a Vav. The Medrash Zuta in Rus says that all Pasukim start with a Vav except for 8. Except for 8 because Rus was Mizdave to the B'nai Bris. Right, allusion to 8. In the Hakdamah of Shlomo Alkab, it's a Sefer on Rus. Shoresh Yishai, right, the Shoresh of Yishai, that's what the name of his commentary, because it's all about the Shoresh of Yishai and David. Vav symbolized Hemshech Yuten, a story happening. Rus saw through the daily and the chain of events, and converted, she latched on to the B'nai Bris. These are some comments about the Sefer, and about Shavuos, and by the Hashem, next time we will pick up with the Sefer itself.